This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
It is our random Would You Rather question, 206-803-ROCK.
And the question that you asked previously, would you rather, what, be tased or punched in the face? Then we added rubber bullets. We added all this stuff. So a couple of texts came in. It says, I was attacked from, this goes back to the stabbed or shot. I was attacked from behind in 2013. I was stabbed five times in the back with an 8-inch chef knife. They did have to remove the top half of my lung, but obviously I survived.
By the way, very handy knife in the kitchen.
Oh, the chef knife?
The 8-inch.
Ah, yeah, that's my go-to.
Yeah.
Says, the only problem with getting tased is if you're standing on concrete or asphalt or rocks. Your body goes stiff, falls like a rock. You're basically going to punch yourself in the face when your face meets that concrete, so you just hit yourself. Someone else says,
That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Right,
I just imagine.
I prefer to be tased in the grass.
Yeah, like if I'm running.
If you're going to do this.
If I'm running from the cops, I just feel like I'm in a yard.
Let me get off this sidewalk for a second, officer. Okay.
We're going to tase you. Can I please step on the grass?
Tase me, bro.
That would be kind of aggressive. Like, oh, I'm still hostile, but just
let me get in the grass. Or the sand or something soft, man.
I don't want to scrape up my face, you see.
Someone else says the worst part of those tasers is removing the prongs. It's like pulling fish hooks out of your skin.
See, the one I had was just like somebody puts it to your skin.
Right.
So I haven't had the prongs in me.
Someone else says rubber bullets sucked. Looked up pics of the aftermath. The bruising lasts for weeks. Someone else says, I would take a swift kick to the testicles rather than get pepper sprayed again. I can believe that. Someone else, I've been tear gassed, I've been tased, I've been punched. Which one do you think they take?
Tear gas.
Tase.
Says, I will take the voltage any day of the week.
Okay.
Wow. Random.
Hola, who have we here?
Hello, this is Mike.
Hey, hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Okay. All right, Mike. Here is your would you rather random question. Would you rather forget half of your life? It's wiped from your memory completely. Or would you rather have to relive half of your life again?
Ooh.
So would you rather forget half of it or have to go back and do it again? That includes school.
Right, all the crap.
Yep. Crappy apartments.
I mean, half of it's already gone, so I guess I have to go with the other option.
So how old are you?
45.
All right. So 22 years of your life, you either would not remember or you would have to live again.
I would live again.
Okay. Would you do anything differently?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of things or just a few things here and there? I know, obviously, I would invest in Microsoft, all the rest right. of that kind of stuff. Well, but
like, for sure. I mean, hindsight, yeah, for sure. But, yeah, I mean, doing better in school, staying in college, yeah, for sure.
All right. Okay.
What were you trying to major in college?
Engineering.
What, as an electrical engineering, chemical?
Driving a train?
At the time, it was electrical engineering because that was the highest thing.
All right. That's what my brother did in college, and now he's working with satellites and all the rest of that crap.
I mean,
I didn't know that it worked that way, but yeah, that was his degree. So I would, here's the problem. My initial thought was I would just forget the first half of my life. 55, so 27 and a half years. I'd be okay with that because it wasn't until I was 30 that I kind of enjoyed life for real. You know what I mean?
All right.
But the flip side of that is I probably wouldn't do this job because most of the horrible and ridiculous and crazy-ass stories in my life were those first 27 and a half. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
There's a lot of bad memories and all that kind of thing that goes along with it. But also, yeah, man, you weren't living the best life. Man, oh, man.
So you
I was
gotta,
raging, but I enjoyed the rage.
So, Ted, you're 40-some. 43. So you're either going to... Like 21 years, 22 years are going to be gone from your memory, or you have to go back and relive those years.
The first 21 years.
Yeah. Or just half your life. You pick.
Give me the second half of your life.
Up to you.
Yeah.
Either way, you're going to either forget half your life or have to go back and redo either or.
I think I'm going to go back and redo it.
And redo it?
Earlier or later?
Yeah. Probably...
Like, what age would you start from? You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be 1 to 21. It could be 10 to 31. It could be whatever.
You know what? I'd probably start at, say, 18.
Okay. You know what? That's a good
pick. So do right in the middle.
Right, because I don't want to.
You don't
want to
go to school?
This sounds horrible.
No, you don't want to go to school.
I don't want to go to school.
I don't either.
But my senior year was pretty chill.
Yeah, but everyone's.
So are you starting in your senior year?
Everyone's is.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. If I have to do 1 year of school, I'll just go back to senior year, take a bunch of electives.
All right.
It might be
so
cool.
You relive like 18 to 40, basically.
Maybe for one more year of sports. I don't know. Because you really can't do that as an adult anymore.
Well, and I was just, you know, I was fortunate enough to, like, do some cool stuff in my 20s.
So sure.
It's like, all right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think most of my cool stuff hit in my 30s. So, like, so the first 27 and a half, we can drop it, which would probably be better for me anyway.
But this is also, like, that question, right? Like, butterfly effect. So if I go back and some of the mistakes I made, I change, then do I not end up moving across the country?
Well, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
That's where you're rolling the dice.
Exactly. And who says that, you know, your life is going to be exactly the same as it was?
And how does everyone think they're going to, like, I'm going to go back and do something different?
I mean,
your butterfly effect thing, like, how do you know that makes things better?
Right. I mean, I know I wouldn't have picked that girl up on the wall and farted on her. I mean, there's things like that.
Well, think about everyone. I would invest in Microsoft. You go, okay. But say 5 years later, Microsoft blows up. And one of your skeevy friends now finds out you're worth millions and kidnaps your ass. Or kill, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
There's all these things you could do that seem kinda good like at the moment.
It's a Back to the Future thing. You know, you might end up making out with your mom. You just don't know how.
Well, I always think about, like, trying to get into a college, right?
Okay.
I tried to get into Coastal Carolina. And, like, Coach Wooten, like, DeMatha had connections there. There was a DeMatha guy coaching down there. So, I mean, they did everything they could. But just between my... Really, the SAT really hurt. It was bad.
Yeah.
Right. So I always think about that as if, like, let's say the SAT goes better and I get in, but then I probably wouldn't have gone to broadcast school. I probably wouldn't have been a janitor.
No, you'd probably be living on a sailboat in the Carolinas or something.
Yeah, right. I'm the third guy on the bench for the heat.
Right.
I mean, you don't know. That's the thing.
Yeah. Reason we ask, would you rather forget half your life or relive it? An Italian man has been struggling to adjust to his daily life following a hit-and-run accident that put him in a coma and ultimately erased 39 years worth of memories, including his own family.
Damn.
So they say, imagine living in the 1980s and then suddenly being transported to the present day. Things like smartphones, self-driving cars, artificial intelligence, social media, all those things. But it's true. It's like a Hollywood movie. The story of Luciano Di Adamo, an Italian man.
Does the 39 years start from like his present day back 39 years?
Correct.
Okay.
He lost the last 39 years of memories following the hit and run in 2019. He wakes up from a coma a few days later. He was convinced at the time he was 24 years old and waiting to be married to his 19-year-old fiance. He did not recognize the old woman claiming to be his wife. The 30-something man called him dad, or the old man staring back at him from the mirror. Now, when he saw his own face for the first time after waking up from the coma, he was terrified. He was supposed to be a young man with big dreams, not some old man who looked barely able to take a few steps without gasping, let alone take on the world. Now, the woman calling herself his wife, she was 58. Keep in mind, he's 60.
All right.
But he only remembered his 19-year-old fiance.
Oh, no.
So they turned out to be the same person, by the way, only 39 years apart. And that was something that Luciano could not comprehend.
Okay, so that was the fiance.
He married her. And
okay.
They've been married their entire lives.
That's better.
But he only remembers her being 19.
No, because he's looking at her going, who is this ugly-ass hag standing in front of me? You are not my 19-year-old wife.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. It's not,
I hope he didn't say, who is this ugly-ass hag standing in front of me?
No, it's not the same person, he said. The woman called herself his wife was 58. He just remembered that 19-year-old hottie fiance. She called me Luciano, and I wondered, how do you know my name? Later, a 35-year-old man also showed up, but how could a man born long before me be my son? And then, what, that's my wife? I wasn't even married, but engaged, and certainly not to that woman, who must be about 60. Where's my 19-year-old girl?
She's Fugazi, huh? This isn't my 19-year-old honey.
Yeah. So, 5 months after the tragedy that changed his life forever, Luciano is still trying to come to terms with the fact that he will most likely never get back any of the memories of the last four decades. His wedding, his son's entire life, his friends, his entire career, they are all gone for good, and there's nothing that he can do about it but it just accept it. He said that's easier said than done, though, and the Italian man is still working on it. He had to start a relationship again with his wife and son, basically from scratch. Decipher the mysteries and wonders of the modern world.
Right.
And try to piece together all the things that happened in the last 39 years that he forgot. Now, he does work maintenance at a school, an environment that has allowed him to find a sense of normalcy in a world he understands very little about. He spends his days among children and has given him a new perspective and a source of joy. He loves nothing more than to chat with them, talk to their parents, and with the help of psychologists, he's also trying to rebuild relationships with his wife, his son, his family, and his friends.
I would think
none of which he can really remember.
The worst part about that, man, as somebody said here, he's probably saying, who the F is this ancient plow horse? I'm sure that's the exact quote. Even when you get
why
over that.
Why is he
that,
so angry?
Because, think about it. You know, you're, what, 22 years old. You're engaged to a 19-year-old. You're probably both looking the best you've ever looked in your life. Now you fast forward and say, this is your wife. And I'm sure on some level she still kind of looks the same. But there's a difference between being 59 and 19. Mm-hmm. I don't care who you are. You probably look worse. You just do. But then, in addition, you're already upset that this is your wife, right? Because, and let's face it, strictly because of the way she looks. And she can regale you with the memories and all that. My thing is, if you don't remember anything, what if you don't even like her now? Right? Because you have no recollection of anything that you've been through. So, in your mind, you only know her from being 19 years old. Obviously, she is wiser now, probably a little tougher about things. You might not like who she is because you still have a 22-year-old. I don't want to talk to a 59-year-old woman
what if
sleeping
the roles
in bed with
are
me.
Reversed, and it's your wife, your significant other, and she wakes up from this coma and goes, who is this ugly-ass dude standing in my hospital room?
Right.
You know, I want to talk to my hot young husband. And you're like, that's me. And she's like, BS.
Used to have hair.
Right.
Well, I mean, I think the trump card is just the wife at any point can just hold up a mirror and be like, this is what you look like.
I know, but think how hard that's got to be, too. Because you're still in the mind of 20. Not that you have a 22-year-old mind, but your last memory is when you're 22 years old. So at that point, I'm thinking back when I'm 22, right, versus me now at 55. a career is not something I'm even thinking of. I got a job, but my goal is to make enough money to go drink it with my friends. So now I wake up in this coma at 55. I'm looking at my wife and kids, and it's like, look, I hear you. I believe you. But in my brain, no, I don't want to go home and watch Jeopardy with these kids tonight. I'm going out drinking with my buddies. And she'd have to explain, half of your buddies are dead.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just...
Not only that, but like, he was a...
And you're not allowed to drink anymore because you're a doctor.
He was an accredited...
Right. Like, you're dropping this news on me, well, man. Just yesterday, in my mind, I went on a bender with my buddies, slept for 2 hours, got up and worked a double anyway, and now you're telling me the doctor told me 8 years ago I can't consume alcohol or eat chicken.
He's also an accredited published professor at a prestigious university.
You used to be smart.
He did, and he doesn't remember doing any of that. So that's why he's working maintenance now at a local middle school and elementary school, because he lost all of his skills on whatever he was teaching, whatever his theories, writings, whatever he practiced and taught the students. He does not know it.
God,
so he couldn't even go back to his, because he was cycling on his way to work. He can't even go back to the job he had. He works,
right?
But he doesn't have any work skills,
and he's not making the money that he was. That's for sure.
You know, like anything,
I mean, do you think that? I'm just trying to find a good part of this. Like, do you think there's some joy in maybe rediscovering a sports team or a song or something he likes? And he'd be like, oh, man, this is great.
Okay, there's that. But think about it like this, too, man. You say, all right, at the time of this accident, 39 years ago, I am nothing but a diehard St. Louis Rams fan.
Because
I love my hometown of St. Louis. Like, hey, bad news, buddy. They're in Los Angeles now. And you'd be like, no, you have that backwards. They came from Los Angeles. And you say, right. And now they're back. Or I'm a diehard Oakland Raiders fan, man.
Yep, Chargers.
I would fly to Oakland all the time to check them out. Like, okay, well, they're in Vegas now.
Yep.
Random. I mean, for me, it'd be weird.
I'm a Montreal Expos fan.
Yeah, I'd be like, why is there all this Seahawks stuff around?
Oh, imagine, you waking up.
Right, and then it'd be like, and who are the Commanders?
Uh-huh. And the Titans and the Texans.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of...
And the Jaguars.
Know, where my mind was and in 22. Ravens. You know, my wife could say I'm your wife, and I'd be like, look, man, I believe you only because on some level you look angry when you're looking at me, and that seems like wife material, but, like, I don't know you.
Right?
Well, then, also, does that guy have to live through, like, the pain of people dying?
He has
if he's, if he's well, if in his mind, if he can remember him, right, that he's 22, it's like... I don't know. I'm sure one of his parents, unfortunately, has passed away, but you'd be like, oh, go call mom. It's like, dude, she died 10 years ago.
The thing, but even if she's still alive, man, you know, when you talk to her, she's going to sound much more frail.
Yeah.
When you go to visit her, she's going to look much worse. Or you might find out, like,
she's dead.
Your mom's been living in the basement with us for 7 months.
She's 60 years old. So
so she's probably 89, 90 years old, somewhere around there, man. That's an amazing thing. Someone says, do you think there was something this guy liked doing that his wife has now convinced him he doesn't like because she hated it? Yes, because I feel like anyone would absolutely do that to their spouse. If it's something you hated that they did and they have no recollection, you would never bring it up. And then if they brought it up, I would say, you know, in the last 39 years we've been together, you really hated that.
Well, if he's Italian, it's probably like bocce ball.
Like, my wife, I'd be like, babe, you know, look, I know you've lost 39 years of memory. I'm just trying to help you, and I don't know why, but God, you love making lasagna at least twice a week.
Tell your baby, I lost 39 years, but at least you gained those 39 pounds.
I mean, you're right. You could convince people to do stuff, too. Like,
and the things in the bedroom. Now, I don't know if you remember this man, but you were freaky deaky. So let's get back to that.
Used to call December mouth hug only month.
Yeah, I mean, that was your thing, babe.
You said, sure, you look a lot older, but hey.
You said lasagna and mouth hugs. That's all you ever wanted to do.
Because I made it through no end November.
Yeah.
More of the random would you rather question coming up. 206.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
803 Rock.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, I had to reset the phone lines there over the break. So if you're on hold for the random would you rather question, call back. 206-803 Rock.
You asked the question, would you rather what? Relive or forget
half of your life. No matter how old you are, just divide it in half. Those are the years.
And someone here, they say, I've spent my life in a wheelchair after getting paralyzed in a motocross accident. Forgetting the first half when I could walk, it'd be devastating. But if I relived it just before breaking my neck, I'd miss out on the killer life that I have now with the awesome people I've met all over the world playing wheelchair rugby and my wife and kids. They say, crazy hard choice. That from Cripple Jeremy in Port Orchard.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
It is a tough one, man.
Okay.
He's really good at that sport.
Have you seen him play?
I haven't seen him play in person. He's invited me out, but we're friends on Facebook. And I swear to God, I'm always like...
Dominating.
Yeah, hey, what another tournament. Hey, they're like traveling around. Awesome. That is a tough one for a guy like him, though.
All right. As we're waiting for our phones to get back in order, I'll give you guys one. Would you rather get the hiccups every other hour or have to end every sentence you ever speak with, I do declare?
Ooh, that's tough.
Hiccups every 2 hours. All right.
Or how long do the hiccups last?
That's tough. I declare.
Okay, now look.
I do declare.
I suffer hiccups pretty regularly, and they last for hours and hours and hours, and it sucks, and it's almost debilitating sometimes.
I do declare.
I think I'd rather end it with I do declare. Because at some point, look, if you have hiccups, it just sucks for you.
Yeah.
It really does, man. It is, if they last a good long time. Mm-hmm. And don't give me your hiccup remedies because they don't work for me, all right? But my father and I, we get them, and it's awful. And it is horrible. My dad will get them for like 3 days straight. I'll talk to my mom on the phone. She's like, your dad's just laying in bed because it really does have this effect. The flip side is if I end every sentence with, I do declare, then you just become that guy. So it's annoying at first, but at some point, everyone is going to say, look, man, you're not going to believe this guy, but I swear to God, no matter what you say, when he makes a statement, he ends it with, I do declare.
You do not get hiccups in the middle of the night, right?
Sometimes I do.
So do they wake you up?
Yes, I do declare.
This would be the problem.
What is it, hiccups how often?
Every 2 hours. Or have to end every sentence with, I do declare.
I think that's pretty simple. I will take a ribeye medium well. I do declare.
I absolutely
I would love it.
But no one would want to hang out with you anymore. This guy, man. I mean.
Well, I'm going to make dips and we're going to watch the games. I do declare.
Yeah. Every single thing he says.
Yeah.
We go to a bar. I'll take another Miller Lite. I do declare.
Yeah.
It's just annoying as hell.
It is, but at least it inspires some laughter from people.
No,
like,
it does.
Is this guy for real?
I do declare.
I would love
try it now
to sit next to a guy at the bar. I do declare. Where, no matter what he says, he ends it with "I do declare." I do declare. So, like you said, hey, can I get you another?
You would lose all your friends.
Oh, can I just get my check? I do declare.
Right. Thank you very much. I do declare.
Yeah. I mean,
try it for a day. I do declare. I don't know.
I kind of just want to drop that now randomly on somebody.
I think I'm going to.
I mean, I could see it already. Lemon pepper with lemon pepper chicken wings with ranch. I do declare.
But even the moments of anger, you know, you're watching your sports team, right? And they drop an obvious pass or something like that. Like, my God, that guy can't catch the ball. I do declare. Right? It kind of takes the sting out of it. Even if you're having an argument with the spouse, you know, she's going to go on about whatever she goes on about, and you come back like, well, maybe you're wrong about that. I do declare. I'm saying,
I hooked up with your sister. I do declare.
I think.
What about a job interview, right?
I'm telling you.
Do you think you're qualified
you're
for
not,
this job?
You're not getting the job.
I believe I am qualified. I do declare.
It was strange. He's
that
qualified.
Guy is working the front of the house for me. All right? You come in where there's no more pretty girl sitting taking you to your seat. It's I do declare guy.
Oh, absolutely, man. Can we get a table for four? Well, you certainly can, I do declare.
Yeah, right.
I do declare.
Or an airplane pilot.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we would like to have you buckle in and follow all the federal guidelines. I do declare. Click.
I guess you're right. I don't always have to say it like a foghorn.
But you have to say it at the end of every sentence. I do declare.
Well, that part I understand. I do declare.
You have to say it like foghorn, leghorn.
Right. I mean, you can't say it any other way.
If you just say, you know, I don't know. We're going down to the store, I do declare. There's nothing there, but if it's we're going to the store, I do declare.
Right.
I mean, there's some emphasis.
So death to us part,
there's a sale.
I do declare.
There's a sale on apples. I do declare.
You know what, man? I would have you do every stage announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Motley Crue, I do declare.
Did he say I do declare? He says it all the time.
Can I ever put it in front, or is it always after?
Always got to be the end of a sentence.
At the end.
Every single sentence you say, or hiccups every 2 hours. I've never suffered from hiccups.
Even back in the day?
I mean,
if you were out all night with your buddies or something?
Every once in a while, but that was something that I put on me. So I think that was just
correct. An act
of, you know, pickling myself.
Sure. Yeah.
But I don't get them when I don't expect it.
And yeah. I will, man. And look, ending every sentence with I do declare is ridiculous. I do declare. But I'm just saying, man, after going through the hiccups for all these years now, like, I would rather just be that guy, the I do declare guy. And somebody here has a good idea. It says, imagine going to the bakery and say, quote, I'd like an eclair. I do declare.
Well, also, hiccups, like, I don't get them very often, but when you do get them, you're just reminded of how bad they suck.
It's like getting a sore throat.
Yeah.
Also, public service announcement. Mike is not here, all right? Mm-hmm. So when I answer the phone, you got to tell me your name.
Why wouldn't people tell you the name?
Well, I don't know. Some guy called in and was like, I'm trying to sneak in. I said, all right, what's your name? Well, you know, Mike, this and that. I was like, okay, do you have? And then finally, I just went, okay, I'll let you on. Do you have a name? And he goes, oh, never mind. I was like, oh, okay.
I don't have a name.
Even if I do declare.
I do not be right.
Even if Mike is here, do us a favor and give him your name. He doesn't necessarily know who you are. I do declare.
Right? He was having a conversation. Like, I guess him and Mike talk a lot. He sounded very conversational with Mike. And I was just like, right. This is not Mike. I don't know the sound of your voice.
Okay, listen. Here's the thing. Mike is not here today. So tomorrow when he comes back to work, anyone that calls in, if he says, hey, now, you know, who's on the line? If it's just Paul, it's Paul, I do declare.
That's a good call.
Just everybody. Random,
here's another one.
I think I'm going to do it just to mess with my friends in bars.
I'm going to start doing it at bars specifically, especially if it's a bar I don't go to.
Yeah.
I would like a mayonnaise, I do declare.
And your finest Irish whiskeys, I do declare.
Somebody here declare. The wedding vows. I do declare.
All right.
Why does that make us so happy?
Would you rather have to battle one bear-sized duck? A bear-sized duck. Or 10 duck-sized bears.
Ooh.
Again.
It's a bear-sized duck.
One right? bear-sized duck or 10 duck-sized bears.
I do declare. I do declare. I think, man, it ends poorly for me either way. I think I'm taking the bear-sized duck.
The 10? You're taking the one bear-sized duck.
The one bear-sized duck.
Oh, no.
What?
No. Think about how big their bill is.
Right. But they have a lack of teeth and they have a lack of claws.
They do.
So my thing is like, so your little bears, your little duck-sized bears, now there's 10 of them. But just based on their claws, their teeth, and their general strength, I think you go down, man. Because that's 10 of them. Right. I think if there are maybe three of them, I might take them on. Once you get up to 10, I can't do
it. I'm taking the 10 ducks.
Was it one bear-sized duck?
Duck-sized. One duck-sized bear.
No, it's one bear-sized duck or 10 duck-sized bears. So little bears coming at you or one big-ass duck.
And the little bears would be so cute, I do declare. Like, I don't know if I want to fight them or hug them.
I would not fight the bears, man.
Really? What about that giant duck? Now it's angry.
It is angry. And Miles pointed out its bill's bigger, and they're a thick bird, too, man. I mean, they're no joke. Yeah. But they don't have teeth and claws. So the thing about, think about it like this, man. You go outside and see a raccoon. If that thing starts hissing at you, you're kind of like, all right, man, I'm not going to mess with it. So in my mind, that's about the size of your, your duck-sized bear. Mm-hmm. Hello, Wade. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Wade, welcome to the program, The Random Would You Rather Question.
All right, Wade, here's a good one for you. If you could go back in time, would you rather be a passenger on the Hindenburg or a passenger on the Titanic? So you go back in time, you can be on one of two vessels, the Hindenburg or the Titanic.
That's brutal. I'm going to say the Titanic only because at least they had life preservers or whatever, you know, like rafts.
They did not have nearly enough. That's part of the story.
You're going to burn up like Jimi Hendrix or something.
Well, here's the thing. Both incidents had survivors. So we'll even put you on the surviving end of it. But for me, I'm the exact opposite of you on this one, Wade. Now, I don't want to be on either, but if I had to pick, the people that survived the Hindenburg, they did have to jump, and you're jumping onto concrete, right?
Also, the vessel is on fire.
And the vessel's on fire, but
There's rafters, and there's on fire debris
right, dropping to the ground
with you.
But fire is a really big...
And you're falling on concrete.
But it's a big motivator for me to jump.
You're telling me there were survivors from the Hindenburg?
Oh, yes, there were. There absolutely were.
Yep.
What?
Oh, yeah.
There's another good one, Miles.
Well, it killed 36.
All the humanity. I do declare.
36 people, Wade, were killed. So the German airship caught fire and crashed in 1937 in New Jersey. The fire was officially attributed to a hydrogen gas leak and an electrical discharge. But some did speculate it was sabotage at the time. But people did live.
They had to jump out. Now, but hear me out. I do not want to jump out of a burning airship onto concrete. This is understood. But at least I'm already at my destination. Right. So if I'm injured, you know, an ambulance. But the Titanic, man, like.
You're being lowered down.
I get that you're being lowered down. Hopefully, you might be one of the people that had to swim to a lifeboat. Right? Maybe.
Well,
we don't know. But then.
The water's freezing cold.
But then now what? Yeah. You know, I got to wait. We're hoping that the flare that's
going on. Now, wait, if you had breasts. I would say, look, Titanic all the way because women and children.
Women and children first.
But you're not. That's why I asked you this question because
you're a dude. You got
to
wait.
Yeah, it's too easy to answer this question if you're a woman.
Oh, no, look, it's me, a lady.
I do declare.
Yeah, women and children first, right? Women and children first.
I mean, that's what they say. I'd be like, lady, I don't know you. Get out of the way.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. And another thing is this, man, with the Hindenburg.
1,500 people died in the Titanic. There were 2,224 passengers on board. So with that in mind, 700 people did make it.
Right. And my thought, hear me out on this.
700.
The Hindenburg, one, I got to my destination. This is obviously not how you want to arrive, but the entirety of the trip was fine until we made it. With the Titanic, this thing took hours to go down. So, I mean, it's hours and hours and hours of panic, hoping you don't die. You get to your lifeboat, then you watch this thing sink, and you watch a couple other lifeboats go down with it. And then you're in this dark-ass ocean. So, and then I got to wait. I'm just saying, with the Hindenburg, like, everything was
just
fine.
Just till morning.
Right. Okay.
Well, but so it happened in the middle of the night. The Carpathia came at like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning. So, yes, it is the...
But the ship took, what, like 2.5 hours to go down, something like that?
It took a while.
So it's just... But it's just chaos, and it is madness.
How long was the movie?
Probably
it was
longer
like a three-hour movie, dude.
So it took...
That was two VHS.
It took less time for that thing to sink
than the actual movie, yeah.
I would throw, though, the idea, like, the Hindenburg is terrifying, but I feel like once that thing has caught fire, it's not really like a... We don't have to think about it. We got to screw it. We got to jump.
It's probably like a flashbulb going off.
Right. Like, we got to jump out of here. As opposed to that, to the Titanic, like, they're playing the music. I'm watching women and children go. It's just like, what am I doing?
There's no women and children first when you just got to jump.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so even that, if that, like,
was,
dude,
that was the radio call. The reason the guy said, oh, the humanity, I knew the player, is because he was watching people on fire jump out of the ship. I mean, yes,
yeah.
Not everybody who jumped lived, but you're also on fire. And you're
on the way down.
Yes, I mean.
Somebody here says, drowning is supposedly a very euphoric way to die. I'll take the Titanic. Who can prove that? Who can prove that drowning is this euphoric way to die? Because if they're dead.
Someone who's been brought back to life?
Maybe.
And the water temperature is cold enough, but you're not going to the bottom of a 6-foot pool and being pulled out. I mean, this is the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah. Right. That sounds like something people just say.
You know what a euphoric way to die is? To die in your sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's like they always say this stuff. Like, if you fall off of a high enough building, you'd have a heart attack before you hit the ground. Right? That's what they always say.
I
call BS because there's people that jump out of a plane and then their parachute doesn't open. And a lot of times they survive. They are much higher than the Empire State Building. Because in theory, they should have had this magical heart attack, right?
Yep.
And they made it all the way down. Or they died upon impact. They did not pass out or have a heart attack on the way down. I don't buy that. So you're picking the Titanic, though? I'm not, man. It's just, we know how it ends, but I'm just like, to live in the moment is, the Titanic is a long, long moment with jet black, ice cold water versus Hindenburg. The worst part about that is I'm in frickin' New Jersey, but still, the trip there was fine.
Random.
Hello, Paul. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch.
I do declare.
Welcome to the program. That's right. I have a feeling we're going to be hearing that a lot now.
I just want to go over to the last topic real fast. At least Rose lived on the Titanic.
Yes, she did. Turned out kind of a bitch, though.
And, yeah, she was the... I can't say that word.
Please don't.
Yeah, she was... No, okay.
All right, Paul, let's go this way.
What's my question? Come on.
All right, your arrest is made public. Would you rather be arrested for stealing a dead man's sex doll or for masturbating with an Elmo doll? In other words, your arrest is made public. Would you rather be arrested for stealing a dead man's sex doll or for masturbating with an Elmo doll?
In other words, Paul, we're at the bar saying, did you hear why Paul got arrested? And it's one of these two.
I'd probably take the sex doll.
All right. Okay. I'm right there with you, man. I mean, both are bad. But you're not violating a kid's stuff,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly. A kid's toy or something like that.
I mean, I can see you trying to have sex with a sex doll more so than using any just stuffed animal to try to...
I'm not into that furry stuff.
Okay, all right. Well, you'd be surprised. A lot of people are.
Some of those sex dolls are really realistic, dude.
Well, yeah.
I mean, sorry.
But like, it's also a dead man. You're
stealing it. Yes. You were...
That just seems like the obvious answer to me.
Okay.
The obvious answer. Right. I do declare.
And there's got to be a way to clean them.
I'm sure he did that.
Yeah. The Elmo doll, you can probably throw in the washing machine.
Yeah, that one's just terrible. I get caught. The guy's dead.
And you're caught
I'm in his house stealing his sex doll.
Right. And you take it.
Yeah, that just, I feel like that's just a better crime.
Okay.
The reason we say that much.
No. Would you rather? I heard what I hear you say earlier. Magical heart attack.
I do declare. So your arrest is made public. Would you rather be arrested for stealing a dead man's sex doll or masturbating with an Elmo doll? A funeral home worker responsible for transporting dead bodies in a Nebraska county is suspected of having an intimate encounter with a life-size sex doll he found in the apartment of a deceased person. Investigators say that Ryan Smith and a colleague, they were dispatched to the home on Rock Creek Apartments in Omaha to collect the body of an individual who had passed on. Near the body, on the bed, was a very real-life-sized sex doll. Police allege that Smith subsequently called the property manager and claimed that the local sheriff had asked him to remove the sex doll to, quote, collect swabs for a biopsy.
Mm-hmm.
Smith's strange request was denied by the manager, who later returned to the apartment to discover that Smith was inside the unit, which had been locked with a deadbolt and a chain. After Smith exited the home with his shirt untucked and his pants in disarray, the property manager called cops, who later busted Smith on a felony burglary charge. A post-arrest examination revealed the sex doll to be sticky, and it appeared that something had been rubbed on her inner thighs. A deputy collected the sex doll so that they could do a little DNA testing. Smith was fired from his job, by the way, at Mid-America First Call. Next story.
Why does anybody really care? I guess it's not professional.
Well, yeah, because he works for the company, which just makes it worse.
Mm-hmm.
A jury convicted a Michigan man of aggravated indecent exposure for using a Tickle Me Elbow doll to masturbate while inspecting a residence on behalf of a potential purchaser. Kevin Van Leuven was found guilty of the misdemeanor. The judge said the indecent exposure count carries a maximum penalty of 2 years in prison and a $2,000 fine. He was caught on the nanny cam as he was servicing the home. He was inspecting the home on behalf of the potential purchaser. The house was for sale. So the homes, the owners had let Van Leuven, another inspector, the buyers, and a real estate agent into the property. Now, when the inspection began, the owners and their two small boys left the three-bedroom house. So after 2 hours had passed, the homeowner remotely accessed her home security cameras to check on the progress of the inspection.
Sure.
That's when they saw Van Leuven remove a Tickle Me Elbow doll that had been among the stuffed animals stored in a small teepee tent in a bedroom of a two-year-old child. Van Leuven allegedly unzipped his pants and did his thing with a Tickle Me Elbow.
He said tickle him. God, man.
I do declare.
Random.
Hello, Morgan. Welcome to the men's room.
It is with my pleasure I do declare my
opinion. Hold on. I don't know why we did that. Hey. It's going to open up again, isn't it?
I don't know. Pretty good.
Okay. Here you go. Here's your random would you rather. Would you rather have to talk to Kanye West for 20 minutes? You and Kanye West. That's it. Or stare at Danny DeVito naked for an hour.
Easy. Danny DeVito. I've already watched Always Sunny. I've already seen him naked.
Do we get to talk to Danny DeVito?
I mean, you can. Yeah,
if you want to. He's naked. You gotta sit there with him for an hour.
Oh, I would sit there.
Like my dad anyway, so I look at that ugly ass my whole life.
You would rather do that than talk with Kanye West for 20 minutes.
I mean, look,
Well, yeah.
I just would rather meet Danny DeVito, naked or not.
Naked or not. You should let him know that
More so than Kanye West.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm right there, too.
Minnesota.
I would talk to Kanye for 20 minutes.
No, you would listen to Kanye for 20 minutes.
That's exactly right.
That's what would happen. I think you'd make it 4 minutes before you'd stick a pencil in your ear. I really do, man.
That is an interesting concept, though.
What's that?
Just Miles and Kanye talking.
The new podcast.
Exactly. That would be weird.
Yeah.
I would probably get fired for something he said that was anti-Semitic.
You would lose your job, but he would still make millions.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the over-under? 7 minutes before he calls you white devil or something?
You want seven? Yeah. I'm taking the under. I am taking the under,
What if he gave me one pass on saying the N-bomb during the interview?
That's a trap.
I do
it's
declare.
A setup.
I do declare.
That's a setup.
He would do that, though, on your podcast.
Yes, he would.
Yeah, go ahead and say it. I'm cool.
Right. Miles and Kanye.
Coming up, the return of Who Sucks Less. That is on the way at 4:30. And we've got your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.